This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Jackie Lydon. One of President-elect Barack Obama's defining issues as a candidate was war. He opposed the war in Iraq and called for U.S. troops to withdraw within 16 months. His stance on America's other war has been distinctly different. He wants to send more troops to Afghanistan to stabilize that deteriorating country and squelch the resurgent Taliban. Immediately after he became president-elect, Obama got a greeting from Afghan President Hamid Karzai and a request to stop bombings that kill civilians. Last week, 37 Afghan civilians died in the latest U.S. airstrike. As Karzai put it, we cannot win the fight against terrorism with airstrikes. To find out more about what Obama can do and what he should do, we turn now to Barnett Rubin. He runs the Afghanistan Reconstruction Project for the Center on International Cooperation at New York University. Rubin says the new president will have to figure out which of the nation's goals in Afghanistan are worth fighting for.
I think that line of reasoning leads you to make a distinction between Al-Qaeda, which attacked us, and then the Taliban, who have become their local allies, but who ideologically are not really on the same wavelength as Al-Qaeda and who never attacked the United States and probably were not taken into their confidence by Al-Qaeda when it attacked the United States. I think that, as we've all read in the press now, there are various attempts to make contact with the insurgents and see if some kind of political settlement might be possible. And the key point in those discussions from the point of view of the U.S. and the Afghan government is that insurgents become eligible for political dialogue if they indicate some willingness to distance themselves from Al-Qaeda.
As a candidate, Barack Obama often spoke about moving troops into Afghanistan. Does he get those troops by pulling them out of Iraq or from some other place?
Well, he could do either, but because of the way the U.S. military is structured, it's much easier and simpler for him to transfer them from Iraq to Afghanistan, because both Iraq and Afghanistan come under the central command. And, of course, Obama does also have a very clear policy of withdrawing U.S. forces within a time frame of 16 months, and that will enable him to have more troops available for Afghanistan. But I should note that it is not primarily a military problem, and that more troops is not the answer. The answer is a combination of political settlement, governance, development, and diplomacy.
Well, what other problems does Barack Obama face in Afghanistan? The poppy production is at a record high. The power of the Karzai government is waning. What else?
Well, I think there are two main political problems, which are at the root of all those other problems. One is that you had a partial peace process in Afghanistan after two decades of war, and yet one of the main groups that was involved in that civil war, the Taliban, has not been involved in it. There's no full consensus on the legitimacy of the Afghan state. So it's very important to try to get a political settlement in Afghanistan with as much of the Afghan population as possible. Condition for that, of course, is that they be willing to abide by the basics of the international standards, which means not harboring Al-Qaeda. The second is that Afghanistan has always been set up as a buffer state, a relatively weak state that is supported by the stronger powers around it and on the global scene, because otherwise the country is too poor to pay the cost of its own security forces. Since 1978, when the communist coup took place and then the Soviet Union invaded the following year, that kind of agreement has not existed. And various international powers have been funding different sides of the war. So unless we also have a regional political settlement, that is a regional consensus to support a potential domestic political settlement in Afghanistan, it'll also be impossible to stabilize the country.
Afghanistan expert Barnett Rubin, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Jackie.